The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to the one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you. Do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. You have heard it said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Latin word limen means a threshold. And therefore we speak of liminal times or liminal moments in our own lives and in the life of a country. Defining times. Times that speak from something deep inside of us to articulate who we are. We now stand in our great land in a liminal moment. David Brooks, in his best-selling book, The Second Mountain, speaks to the moment in this manner. He says, "Your greatest legacy is a culture of belief and behavior." We are now challenged to claim our beliefs that were forged in the vision, the pains and the struggles, the hopes, the dreams and the prayers of those who have gone before us. Values fundamental, sacred to our understanding of democracy. These moments are challenged in the present day. When we look for behavior to touch the heart of the nation, the deepest, the miracle of who we are, look no further than the doctors and the nurses and their co-workers. Inspiring teachers, in self-donation generosity, without care for race or color or gender or life preference. Without care for culpability. That extraordinary statement of who we are. This is who we are. This is the heart of our people. It's the deepest statement of meaning, the meaning of our culture, the meaning of our day, the value which makes our country great. Those who espouse violence offend the deepest part of who we are. Those who espouse violence are not who we are. There's something more profound and deeper in our people and in our nation. We need to reach down deep inside ourselves to the reservoir of who we are. Claim that moment. A next generation coming after us may well ask, you people of believing, people of faith, did you pray? And we will testify, yes, we prayed. It takes no small faith to accept and to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. It may not seem practical, but it is life-giving, and it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go the extra mile, turn the other cheek, give the shirt off your back. No words can begin to explain the challenge and the power and the mystery in these very words. And yet, these very words summon something deep inside of every one of us. Some beauty, some wonder. The miracle of who we are, suffocated by those who espouse violence. People get angry, we understand. But to live in anger is to destroy something within ourselves, to suffocate goodness. So when we come to pray a patriot's prayer, it's not my prayer. It's our prayer. It belongs to us. It's a prayer for ourselves. It's a prayer for our nation. It's a prayer for our future. The patriot is the one who is generous and cares and belongs and gifts the present moment and gifts the future. So we gather tonight for a patriot's prayer, to pray for ourselves that we may be witnesses to the true gospel of Jesus Christ, to pray for our people, our struggling people, our divided people, to pray that the grace of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, may somehow find a hearing and find an incarnation in our nation, in our people. Let that be our prayer. We celebrate God's presence in our midst. It's a time full of hope, full of promise, full of possibilities. When we share the food of the gospel of Jesus Christ, truly, when we share that food, we become one people and we become one family. Thus do we gather tonight to pray and to give thanks. Amen.